I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is the day that Alice in Winterland goes on sale. 8 o'clock this morning. I've already got my page pulled up over here. I'm ready to buy some tickets. I'm getting some. You're going to be fighting against me.
I need 15.
I'm not buying them for you. I'm buying them for me.
I'm buying them for me.
I know, but you, after you buy your 15, if you could get me 15 as well.
Why don't I just buy 30 and you can write me
you
a
know,
check?
There's probably some kind of maximum that you could purchase.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to buy a couple pair. I'm hoping to get some for...
She says reserve seats in balcony GA on the floor.
Right.
Oh, general admission
down low. Yeah, because
you are
standing.
That's true. Right.
Down there, right at the stage level. And people pack that thing.
Right.
But that's part of the experience.
Absolutely. So if you want to sit, though, you're going to want to be up in the balcony.
I'll take seats.
Yeah. I'm going to get some seats, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That'll be good.
Appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. It's fine. 8 o'clock this morning, livenation.com. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, tickets on sale at 8 o'clock. Be ready. These are going to go fast. I'm super stoked for this show. This is like custom made for me.
Stairs fade away. So much for my happy ending. Oh, oh.
Whatever this album was called, Brynn, I don't even know, but whenever I had it in my car, for probably 3 years.
Oh, just play it all the time?
Constantly playing it.
What else is on this one? Is this one Skater Boy's on?
I'm not sure, actually, but
Under My Skin?
I have the CD.
We're going to find out.
I couldn't even tell you, but as soon as it starts playing, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this song.
Yeah,
I love Avril Lavigne.
I know.
And I love Kesha, too.
Yep.
So anyway, if you want to go, you better get out the stick because I have a feeling this one's going to go quicker than your average ever Alice in Wonderland.
Well, they all always go quick.
They do. That's true. It's going to be fast. I'm hoping I can get some tickets. Damn it.
It is Under My Skin.
Oh, that's the name of the record?
The name of the record.
Yes.
Yeah. I may have an extra pair or two for you if you need them.
Okay, great. Well, if you're going to have 18 pair, yeah.
Right.
Well.
Did you tell your wife? About the show?
Yes.
Good.
She all excited?
I'm trying to decide if I can figure out how to get my oldest kid there.
Oh.
I want her to see Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. She should. Avril's great.
Yep.
Avril's
not
so
that
pretty.
Kesha's not great, too, but Avril gets behind a guitar and kind of goes for it.
Yeah.
I want her to see that.
How old is Avril Lavigne now? She was really young when she started.
You know
started.
What? I almost
35.
She's 38.
Oh, 38?
No way.
I could be wrong. Hold on.
She's 35.
Oh,
35. 35 years.
Give me $5.
There's no $5. I do owe you $5, though.
Yeah, you do.
I'll write it down on the things
Make
I owe
it 10.
You.
1984.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
84 she was born?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me. People who are born in 84 are 35? That's just crazy. I'm old enough to be your mother. That'd be a terrible mom for you. So Disney Pixar in general, as you know, just there's never been anything that's come out of there that you haven't been like, solid. That's a great movie. There it is. Put that on the list of my favorites. So there is a new teaser for a Disney Pixar movie called Soul. It's a little trailer. We're going to put this up at RadioAlice.com. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Did you feel like any part of it was good to play on the air, or is it?
It's hard to say. I mean, visually, I love it. It's fun to watch just because it just has all the Pixar visuals, you know?
What's crazy is it doesn't even look like a cartoon. I'm sorry.
I already love it.
I know. Me too.
So I love it too. But, you know, as I'm hearing that, I'm thinking, yeah, but the bills don't pay themselves.
Yeah, that's true. They don't.
Whatever. Very inspiring.
Jamie Foxx is one of the voices. Tina Fey is one of the voices. So this movie's called Soul. It introduces a character named Joe Gardner, a middle school band teacher whose true passion is playing jazz. In the film, just when he thinks his dream might be in reach, a single unexpected step sends him to a fantastical place where he's forced to think again about what it truly means to have soul. And that's where he meets
This is part of it, what we're looking at. The little blue things.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So one of those little blue things, I guess.
Is him.
So is Tina Fey playing the role of... Someone named 22 is who he's going to meet up with us in this fantastical place.
That must be that other character we just heard.
A soul who doesn't think life on Earth is all it's cracked up to be. Jamie Foxx is Joe and Tina Fey is 22.
Questlove, I'm sure I'll love it.
Felicia Rashad. I know. David Diggs also in the... also in the film. It's not out until June of 2020. But there you go. Oh, really?
Yeah. Some other story I looked at says with the release. Oh, it said, take that back. It says, presumably arriving with the release of Pixar's Onward this March. I don't think they're going to couple them.
Well, they always put a little short before the
maybe that's it. It'll be... that movie in March and then comes out in June.
Yeah, don't. I you know, this is saying June of 2020, but, you know, I'm sure as we get closer, they'll make everything clear for us. I thought you might enjoy this story, Vinny, so I held it back from yesterday.
Thank you.
Sure.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart, who is going to be in the new Charlie's Angels. And she was Bella.
I told you I saw it. Have you seen the ad yet?
I have seen some ads for it now. And she's got like different wigs on and stuff and various things.
I know that this is going to sound obnoxious, but I just thought she was surprisingly sexy.
Right.
Like I've never really seen her that way. In the Twilight role, I was like, meh.
Well, she's a kid in that time.
I don't know anything.
So angsty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I thought... Wow, that looks really good.
Yeah.
And almost less, they may have actually done a better job than the one that they're rebooting from.
Right.
Which is Barrymore, Claire...
Lucy Liu.
And Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
That's it.
I like that one. It was sort of campy, but...
Yeah. Well, they're a little dopey, but so was the show, too. Like, it was a little bit like, okay, really, Charlie's Angels? Okay. whenever I'm in pictures with girls, I'm always like, let's go Charlie's Angels.
You do?
Yeah, sure. Hell yeah. Got to put your leg out to the side with your bell-bottom jeans. So it's been 7 years since Kristen Stewart was caught making out with the guy, Rupert Sanders, the director of Snow White and the Huntsman. Mm-hmm. And that famously destroyed his marriage, Liberty. Was that his wife's
name? Liberty Ross.
And
who now is Liberty Iovine.
Oh, that's a pretty good last name to have.
She married that guy, and that's a big upgrade.
Mm. It is.
Well, it's a huge upgrade
to total life relaxation.
Right. Well, I'm sure this Rupert guy was making plenty of money.
I'm sure. And then she broke up with Robert Pattinson, who was her fairly long time.
Kristen Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, boyfriend after they did Twilight together. So she would like you to know something, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
In a recent interview, she said, yeah, we made out, but we didn't have sex.
Kristen Stewart made out with Rupert.
Rupert Sanders.
This was when they were followed from the movie set or something
like
that.
They took their cars to a parking lot off-site and then just got out of their cars and made out. Like, oh, my God!
And someone followed them.
Someone followed them.
And took pictures.
But they did not, and she used the F word. But they did not have sex. Mm. When asked why she didn't come right out and announce it, she said, well, who's going to believe me? It doesn't even matter. You know, you make out with a dude in public, it definitely looks like you did have sex. One thing that she still hasn't gotten over is how the affair cost her a part in the sequel, Huntsman Winter's War, which I don't even remember that movie was made. But I guess, you know, she was in Snow White and the Huntsman, and she thought she'd be in the next one.
Her little affair there also lost some stuff in their make out.
What's that?
Rupert,
yes,
lost his wife and the directing job, as she's talking about.
Right. She wanted the role.
Yeah, she lost her role. He lost his wife and he lost his job too.
She says, "I feel like the slut shaming that went down was so absurd, and they should have put me in that movie.
Mm.
Didn't even know they made it, Kristen. So don't worry, you're fine now. You're in Charlie's. You get Charlie's Angels money."
The two of them both paid prices for their public.
Yeah, they did.
Affair.
Just a couple things really quickly. There's going to be another live All in the Family episode, and they're going to do a Good Times episode, too. This is the sort of live in front of a studio audience thing. This is going to be the second installment of that. I don't see any casting yet, so it's not even clear if Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will come back as Archie and Edith Bunker.
Uh-huh. I never saw the first one, but I wanted to.
Yeah. Well, those were, you know, those are the old shows. There just wasn't that much to choose from, kids. You know, we would all watch all these shows because that's what was on.
Well, they were also pretty good.
Sure.
They
absolutely
were well done.
Sure.
Archie Bunker had his place.
He sure did.
Yeah.
So the last time they did All in the Family and the Jeffersons, and this time they're doing All in the Family Good Times. Mm. There's also a new sitcom in the works that's going to air daily called Today's Special. It takes place in a 24-hour diner where the lives of staff and regulars intertwine with trending topics and the day's headlines. So they're going to film it every day.
Mm.
Shot daily. So it's kind of like a sitcom mixed with a soap opera sprinkled with the timeliness of late night TV. It's being developed for Warner Media, so it's going to end up on one of their platforms. That's TNT, TBS, True TV, and HBO Max. But they're going to
love that song.
They're going to give it a try.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good.
We're lucky we got them. So that's sort of interesting, a daily sitcom.
Yeah, what's it called again, Sarah?
It's called Today's Special. So set in a diner, Today's Special.
Huh.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
How's he doing?
Well, he's got an Apple TV Plus show.
Oh, okay.
It's called Servant. I think we're going to put the trailer for Soul and this trailer.
Yeah, that
at,
one's up already at Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Because the thing is that, you know, trailers... Bryn was saying he watched it, and it's super creepy.
It is very creepy.
But it doesn't necessarily translate to on the air. So, Servant is the name of the show. It debuts on Apple TV Plus on November 28th. So they've already launched. I guess they're available now if you're looking for new streaming services. I don't know if everyone's doing that. In fact, I have some stats coming up here that say people aren't. The series is about a Philadelphia couple that hires a nanny and lets a dark, creepy presence into their home.
That's original.
Yeah, it's a psychological thriller, and it debuts on November 28th. They say...
you got to cast a redhead as the villain? What's with him?
Is that the nanny?
Or is it the wife? I don't know. She didn't... Or do redheads just look creepy?
The very first
That's the guy. That's Ronald Weasley from...
Look at this part.
From Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what?
They put the baby up by its feet.
It's just like, it's so, it's just
creepy.
Oh,
God, that's so creepy. Oh, my God. Scary. I can't even watch that.
I know. It's just a trailer.
That is horrible.
All right. Well, that's gnarly. We've just done it in ad. If you like creepy, you're going to love
this. Yeah, this is super effing creepy.
Lauren Ambrose is in it. She was the daughter that was on the HBO show. What was Dexter before? 6 Feet Under.
Oh.
The daughter. Remember her, the redhead girl? Claire.
Oh, my God, I love her.
She's in there.
Oh, she's the redhead in the film?
She's the redhead, but she might be...
So Ron Weasley and Claire from 6 Feet Under?
Yeah.
This is going to be a good show, except for the whole part where they're dragging the baby by its feet. I don't like that too much. That's horrible.
I hope that's a stunt baby.
Yeah, I hope so. Well-trained stunt baby, you know.
Like a grown baby. Guy smokes, you know, off camera. But...
Right. A grown, full-grown baby.
Right.
This is a small person.
Right.
You can see it for yourself at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Go check that
out. Oh, I'm going to look at it.
People are starting to feel overwhelmed by the number of options when it comes to streaming video. There's a survey out from...
starting to.
I know. There's a new survey, a viewer tracking service called TV Time. And then also something called IQ, which is United Talent Agency's data analysis outfit. 70% of respondents say that there are too many streaming services to choose from. And fewer than half, 42%, said that they were planning on adding any new streaming services to what their household already has, which is not great news for Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, HBO Max, which are all in the process of joining the field already. Pretty full. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and now things like CBS All Access and other channels are getting in on this sort of, hey, pay for this and stream. Netflix is actually losing, they say, about $1 billion a year because of password sharing. And we've heard them talking about this before, ways that they thought that maybe they could make it so that you wouldn't be able to do this. They know certain users are sharing passwords and they're monitoring the situation. They said they're looking into consumer-friendly ways of preventing you from doing it. Right now, though, no changes are in the pipeline. They say 35% of millennials, 19% of Generation X subscribers, and 13% of baby boomers share their passwords. And they say even if 10% of them are sharing their passwords with a non-paying customer, that means 13.7 million people aren't paying. Although they do also make the point, those people wouldn't necessarily pay for this anyway. Like, just because you kicked them off and they weren't watching wouldn't necessarily mean that they were going to all of a sudden start paying you $12.99 a month.
No, I'm going to guess they wouldn't.
Right. So there's, if you go for the $12.99 plan, I guess you can, two screens can be watching Netflix at the same time. So if you shared it with 50 people, you might be screwing yourself over because you might not be able to watch it. Because oh. someone who has your password, which is a good way to keep people from sharing it. Well, if you're watching it and I'm trying to watch it, we both can't watch it. Because that's a, like the $10 plan. There's a $15.99 plan that allows four screens at once. So, and here, just to wrap up this sort of streaming and what people, the lengths people will go to get you to take their platform. They say here, have you ever been trying to binge watch something, but you're distracted by what's happening around you? Sure. Okay. I'll go with it.
Like life? Like yes. actual yeah. life?
Well, like if you're a college student and you've got roommates, perhaps, mm-hmm. you know, they're a pain in the ass or they're trying to talk to you or they're doing their homework.
Or
and they
live
to
there too
yeah,
and
sure.
need to live. But
or if you're
on.
A parent who has one too many annoying kids. HBO is saying they're giving college students giant cardboard boxes that you basically sit or lay inside so that you can stream in place. It's the HBO box. It's black. I guess it's the box office. It has holes so you can breathe, mm-hmm. plus a shelf that will hold your streaming device. And it seems like a joke, but it's a marketing gimmick that's for real. They've partnered with a company called Fuji, F-O-O-G-J-I, to do it. And if you're a college student who's interested, you go to Fuji's Twitter, F-O-O-J-I, and see if you qualify. And it's a contest that runs through today, so you can try and get one of these HBO boxes.
Here it is.
Oh, let's have a look at this.
So... funny. Look at this.
Oh my God, his it's legs are bed. Sticking out. That is hilarious. You put it over your head on the bed.
It's silly.
It's not real.
That I is, know. Well, listen, if you're a college student and you want to watch porn, I guess it's perfect for you. I mean, I guess they're hoping you'll watch HBO, but.
I don't know. It seems like a bad idea.
His roommate's knocking on the box.
It's a gag. This isn't real.
Well, it's real. You can win one, but it's. That is hilarious. Oh, HBO. That's a good one. Congratulations on making me laugh.
On being hysterical.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
So much stuff, including I'll update you on the fires. There's a lot of fog. Jimmy Dean's sausage makes the news.
I
you
like
a fan?
It. I love sausage in general.
Your number one role model. Here's a chance for you to plug him and more after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. That's Avril Lavigne. She and Kesha are doing our Alice in Winterland show for us on December 5th at the Masonic. Tickets go on sale in less than 20 minutes. Oh, my God. It's on. I've got my wallet. I'm all set on the page. I'm going to score some of those tickets.
Come party with us, people.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a ball.
Alice in Winterland.
8 o'clock this morning.
What's the date of the show?
December 5th.
There you go.
Yep. It's a Thursday night. Come meet us at the Masonic. Actually, the tickets that we're giving away all week, too, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Those come with our pre-party, Vinny. We're doing a Bud Light Platinum pre-party. Got to be over 21 for that. If you want to go. I mean, listen, buy your tickets for sure to make sure you can go to the show.
Right.
But then try to get those tickets as well.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the chicken sandwich everyone's talking about.
Oh.
It's only at the Organic Coup.
Yeah.
Join the organic revolution at the Organic Coup today.
All right. Chicken sandwich, okay.
Thursday night football is tonight, and I was handed the standings. You were right. The Raiders are 4-4. They're in second place behind the Chiefs, who have been without their quarterback for a couple games and likely to go another one. So this is a chance for them to move up in the standings. And the Raiders, from what I understand, have come through like one of the hardest schedules. They've had only away games, one including in London.
Right.
So they've got a better schedule going forward. They could make a really good run. So
good.
Go Raiders. They're on tonight versus the Chargers. It's a home game, so traffic is going to blow.
Keep that in mind, that. Yes.
Cal Fire has put out the news that they have put out the, well, I shouldn't say put out the fire, but they're at 100% containment of the Kincaid fire. So
thank
way
you,
to go.
First responders,
right.
Firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. A million thanks. Nothing we can do to thank you enough for being so brave to go and fight that thing. All the fires. Jesus.
I know.
I don't know if it's cleared up, but I wanted to mention the extremely thick fog that was hanging over the freeway on my drive in.
Yeah.
It looks like that's all over the coastline and possibly going to cause issues.
I usually could, you know, associate that with heat. And it's just been so cold and crisp. It's I was surprised.
Did you have some on the bridge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
Yikes.
Thick soup.
Thank you, Alden.
Yes. AJ.
691,000 people moved out of California last year, and here's some of the places they went.
All right.
It looks like the majority went to Texas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Oregon.
Arizona, second on the list. Washington, third on the list. Nevada, fourth on the list. Then Oregon and Colorado.
Mm. Probably all states with better tax brackets.
Well, right. I mean, it's something that people are thinking about.
Sure.
So there's the list of Texas. Mm. Yeah, my parents lived there for a little while. I've been.
Yeah.
It's not the place I'd go, but
no.
Whatever.
I do feel like because I've really only spent any amount of time in the Dallas area and I was not into it at all, I feel like I was a little tainted because I watched that show Fixer Upper and they're out in like the Waco area, which I always thought was just the David Koresh compound.
Oh, you love Chip and JoJo.
I do. And I was actually quite surprised to see how beautiful parts of Texas are. Like I just never considered that. Actually, I was in Austin and that was a fun city, but I wasn't outside of it, you know. Just in the downtown area for a South by Southwest one year. So I've never spent any real time like out in the countryside.
Well, as radio people, I think we've all had different times in our lives where we're sending out resumes and you go, Dallas,
there.
I'll do it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Sure,
I'll figure it out. I'll make it happen. I could do that. Yeah, well, I'll do it.
Well, where are we going? It's going to be.
I mean, it's bigger than Tennessee, and I was going to do that, so why wouldn't I go there?
I'll go anywhere.
We're trying to move up the ladder here. Let's do this.
Right.
Speaking of the ladder, I think this is an interesting story. So people were asked, who is your number one role model in life? Who's that been?
Mm.
Now, let's first say that the number one answer is dad and the number two answer is mom.
Oh. Yep.
So let's remove them from the equation because that's the easy answer, of course. Here's a chance for you to say who is the number one or a few. Like I know I had my role models in radio for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Dave Rickards is a radio guy in San Diego. Greg Stevens is the guy who gave me my first start. Chris Ryan is a guy who did, like, these are people who were extremely important.
Right.
As a baby DJ who, when I was needing to learn certain things.
You know, I think of it a different way. Like, I definitely have radio role models, but there are people like Howard Stern or this chick Tammy Heidi that worked in. But, like, it was all about the performance angle of it, not necessarily that I had any contact with them in any way, but that I thought, like, the interview style of Howard Stern I've always appreciated. I just really like the way he is on the air and how just mental he is at times. I just like that. And but as a human being, I have totally different role models. Like, I actually think if you take my mom and dad out of it, it might be my husband. Like, that dude is so steady and centered and considered in everything he does. Like, I'm always trying to be more like John, you know?
So outside of radio, it's this high school teacher I had, Mr. Rick Laura. Was the guy.
Right. You talk about him a lot.
My speech teacher. Yeah. He was the guy who he absolutely gave me. First of all, he knew I wasn't graduating without his consent because I was in his classes. So he held that right over my head and gave me the drive and the want to be in his. I wanted to go.
Right.
And so when he threw me out, that was like me outside the classroom looking in the window going.
Please,
I want to get back
Laura in.
Yeah, what do I...
Forgive me, Mr. Laura.
I'm sorry. So there's a few, but I thought it was interesting because favorite teacher comes in at 3 after dad and mom.
Funny.
A celebrity comes in at 4. Mm. And I'm surprised to hear that.
Well, we do have sort of a skewed way we feel about celebrities these days. And I suppose maybe... if it was someone who's doing a lot of good in the world or you just want to be an actor or actress. And you're like, well, that person did it, and I'm into that person. I don't know.
You have these reality stars that people look up to, the YouTubers
look
up to.
I wonder if that's
a little bit different these
influencers
days.
that are, you know. I want to be like that guy.
Mm-hmm. My fear with that, because those shows are edited and produced and directed and things, any show really, scripted, is you're not getting a full picture of this person you're looking at, and everyone's flawed. It doesn't,
of course,
but you're only seeing you're looking up to them for this one portrayal,
right?
So I don't know that I like that, but okay. Celebrity comes in at 4. A coach or instructor, historical figure, a manager or boss.
I've had good bosses. I've had some bad bosses too, but for sure, like a good boss, you learn so much more than them about just from them. Than just how to do the job that they're doing. It's more about how you treat people, the things that they can do to really motivate you, and things that you can take with you when it's your turn to motivate other people. Like, I think that can be huge. Joni Pfeiffer, you were an amazing boss. I learned a ton from you. Joni Pfeiffer. She was like the third or fourth.
Joni?
Yeah, she was a PD at a radio station.
Well, the way you said it,
Joni Pfeiffer. Joni Pfeiffer.
I really like our current boss, and while I would never try to have his career.
Because he seems way too busy.
Well,
for
that's
me.
It. He was built for what he does, and he's almost sort of created his own gig because he's so hyper and can be doing so many things at once. I wouldn't want to do it, but watching him, you go, that's a dude who wants to win and puts in the work. He's not on the
figures out a way to do it.
He is not on the golf course.
I've known some golf course guys over the years.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy who he's doing the work.
Well, it's 11:30. I think I'm thinking a long lunch and a game of golf.
Right.
See you guys tomorrow. Okay. I guess no one's driving the bus.
Down the list is pastor or youth leader.
Sure.
Family friend or close friend of your own. These are people we look up to, our number one role models. Dad came in at number one, mom, a favorite teacher, celebrity, coach or instructor. So I just thought it would be, what about you?
That's nice. When I was a kid, it was TV people, news people like Dan Rather and Connie Chung. Growing up, that's who I wanted to be. And then as I got older, some radio, there's a couple people at KCBS that I was like, Oh, they are wonderful, amazing. Rebecca Corral, mm-hmm. You probably hear her middays.
I love her.
Like, she's just so
good. Smart and right. If you ever
so
watch
good at
her
what she does.
Doing an interview, mm-hmm. She's actually kind of amazing because she'll have her she has her headphones on, and she's asking questions and really listening to what someone's saying uh-huh. to her. And then as soon as she's done asking her question, she turns off her mic and she's transcribing what they say.
Because she's doing two or three other reports to be aired later
right.
in the next 24
hours. It's incredible to watch her.
Yeah.
It seems impossible what she does. Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Yeah. So there was a Dori Culver. I don't know if you guys ever met her.
No.
She's not there any longer. She was a...
Al's
editor,
not there anymore, and
news
Al's the guy in the building.
Oh, Al and
that...
Lois were great. So, you know, people like that. I'm a news person, so I go for news people.
All right.
Yeah. That's fun. It's a good exercise to really think about the people who have influenced you for better and for worse and who you want to be more like.
You know
emulate.
Who I don't want to be?
Yeah.
Is that person.
I learned plenty of stuff about how not to treat people.
Right, you cancer?
Yeah, I am a cancer, apparently. Well, you're a cancer. Am I?
That's
I really
incredible.
Feel like I just want to, you know, win like everybody else.
Jimmy Dean.
Oh, Jimmy Dean sausage. Let's talk about it.
Apparently last year he created I'm sure someone.
The company, right.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I don't know. Isn't he doing
Jimmy
those
Dean.
Commercials?
James Dean. I don't know if his likeness is still on the commercials or not. I know it used to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
don't
a
remember.
Dude, right? He's a country guy.
Probably a guy.
I thought so.
I thought he was a country musician.
Oh, Jimmy Ray Dean was an American country music singer, television host, actor, businessman. He was the creator of the Jimmy Dean sausage brand, as well as the spokesman for the TV commercials. He died in 2010.
Oh, not even that long ago.
Well, anyway, last year they created sausage scented wrapping paper.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't want it?
No.
Sausage. Well, does it smell good?
My dog might get into
that. Oh, that's true. Right.
Hey, that smells pretty good. Right. Jimmy Dean is doing a recipe gift exchange this year. You go to their website, pick a recipe to cook, submit a photo, and get to choose a prize.
Oh.
The prizes include their sausage-scented wrapping paper, sausage-flavored candy canes, sausage lip balm.
Oh, my. There's lots of things no one wants. Is there anything on there that people want?
Also, non-sausage infused things like cowboy boot slippers, socks, and an ornament for your tree.
Oh,
so,
all right.
JimmyDeanGiftExchange.com is where you can go.
If you were going to make sausage things anyway.
Sausage wrapping paper. Now, that's something.
Yeah. It is something, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
You don't like it?
Well, I mean, I can't say I don't like the smell of sausage. You know, cooking sausage smells freaking delicious.
Right.
But do I want my wrapping paper to smell that way?
Probably. You probably do.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm not sure, but then when you smell it, you'll be like, I sure am hungry.
Mm. It would be a good way to remind people about sausages.
Right.
If I was trying to do that.
What do you want in your mouth?
Sausage.
Right. Mm. Our text number is...
I feel tricked.
Nope.
Just thinking about sausage now.
You did it to yourself.
It's true.
Hey, if I could take 1 second
before
I get to your text. So Wise Surfboards is a company out in Ocean Beach. They've been in business for 51 years, and they are closing their doors at the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
How come?
I believe that their lease was up. This is what I was told by Rob. I go out there all the time on my way home. I'll go out there. I'll stop into Wise. I know Rob, and Bob's the owner, and I just chat. I end up, sometimes I'm there like an hour.
Right.
I realize like,
you do get going.
I do.
Yeah.
And they talk too.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. Anyway, so last time I went, Rob goes, guess what, have you heard? And I'm like, no, what? We're closing. And I was just like, oh, that's not, 51 years, a local business going up. Tapping out.
Yeah.
So thanks to Wise Surfboards. And if you know those guys, they're closing for good and they're closing at the end of the year. So
I see it. 1968, Bob Wise opened a small shop on Wawona Street.
Wawona.
The address is 800 Great Highway.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that they you
there's some deals going on right now too. But if you have a gift card or certificate, to use it now.
Right.
Because so, when they're not open anymore, that won't be available.
Right.
To you.
Right. And there's no other stores. There's no. That's
online.
Them. No, they're that's them.
Mm. What's he gonna
great,
do?
Great on know? That.
Well, there's a so Bob is probably retiring. Mm. He's owned that place forever, and is, you know, I hope has made enough to have a nice retirement. Rob and Chad and the other guys all are going to be looking for gigs. Mm. So if you're out there and you have work for these nice boys, they'll be looking in the new year.
Right.
Anyway, let me get to a few texts. 309 writes, the morning show on Apple TV with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell is fantastic.
Oh, they like it.
You haven't watched it yet?
I haven't. I don't have Apple TV Plus or whatever it is. But I heard mixed reviews. I heard you have to get through two to start to really like it.
I don't like that.
I don't either. I really like something to grab me. I don't like to have to muddle through to get to the...
Don't make me suffer to get to a place right. where I like it.
I've been thinking about that with Jennifer Aniston. Like, she gets on Instagram just as this show is hitting. And I wondered if... like
it was calculated?
If, well,
of course
they,
it was.
If they paid her to do it, mm-hmm. you know? Because there was even that first video that she posted where she's like, I didn't mean to break it, you know? Like, that's a scene from the morning show. That's an actual little mini clip from that show.
She may have worked that into her contract.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, you got to get on. We're going to need... Because that's the thing. People need to be reminded that they have to get this whole new service in order to get this show. It's going to be hard to talk about some of these things that are on platforms that no one has.
Well, considering the rounds actors and actresses are put through for promotional reasons... Getting on Instagram's easier than doing 7 nightly talk shows.
You are not kidding.
So
and
I'm sure that was like...
And probably would reach more people. If she's got 15, 16, 17 million followers already. Right. What's she at? Can you look that up real quick? Yeah. Jennifer
well,
Aniston's
I wondered
Instagram.
That about...
She's at 18.6 million.
Oh, boy.
18.6 million. Wait, can you check Matthew McConaughey? Because I wondered about him just starting...
Oh, and does he have
and,
a show?
And the same day, you had mentioned that he is in talks to do Two-Face. Is
yes,
Two-Face?
For the next Batman movie.
So I wondered if that had some kind
probably.
Of correlation going on.
He has,
possibly, yeah.
1.3 million.
And he, what did he get on, Bryn, like 2 days ago?
Yeah,
three
Monday,
days ago?
I think on his birthday.
His first post was 2 days ago.
Did he post anything else?
No, just that one video.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'm I want sure a monologue, he'll... but hey, I understand I had to have a dialogue in order to have a monologue. Okay.
Well, it makes sense. What he's talking about is the haters. I don't want to have the answer to the people.
You don't have to. You don't have to look at your comments. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, by the time we get back on the air, the tickets for Alice in Winterland are going to be on sale from them than just how to do the job that they're doing. It's more about how you treat people. The things that they can do to really motivate you and things that you can take with you when it's your turn to motivate other people. Like, I think that can be huge.
I hold
Joni Pfeiffer, you were an amazing boss. I
who?
Learned a ton from you. Joni Pfeiffer. She was like the third or fourth.
Joni? Grade.
Yeah, she
oh,
was
okay.
a PD at a radio station.
Well, the way you
I
said it,
I,
Johnny?
Joni? Joni Pfeiffer.
Joni.
Joni Pfeiffer.
I really like
Joni.
Our current boss. And mm-hmm. while I would never try to have his career...
Because he seems way too busy.
Well,
for
that's
me.
It. He's that he was built for what he does, mm-hmm. and he's so almost sort of created his own gig because mm-hmm. he's so hyper and can be doing so many things at once. I wouldn't want to do it, but watching him, you go, "That's a dude who wants to win and puts in the work."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not on the
figures out a way to do it.
He is not on the golf course.
I've known some golf course guys over the years.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a guy who he's doing
Whoa,
the work.
It's 11:30. I think I'm thinking a long lunch and a game of golf.
Right.
See you guys tomorrow. Okay. I guess no one's driving the bus.
Down the list is pastor or youth leader.
Sure.
Family nice. Friend or close friend of your own. Mm-hmm. These are people we look up to, our number one role models. Dad came in at number one. Mom, a favorite teacher. Celebrity, coach, or instructor. Mm. So I just thought it would be... What about you?
That's nice. When I was a kid, it was TV people, news people like Dan Rather and Connie Chung. Growing up, that's who I wanted to be. And then as I got older, some radio... there's a couple people at KCBS that I was like, oh, they are wonderful, amazing. Rebecca Corral, mm-hmm. you probably hear her middays.
I love her.
Like, she's just...
She's so
good.
Smart and right. If you ever
so
watch
what
her
she does.
Doing an interview, mm-hmm. she's actually kind of amazing because she'll have her she has her headphones on, and she's asking questions and really listening to what someone's saying uh-huh. to her. And then as soon as she's done asking her question, she turns off her mic and she's transcribing what they say
because she's doing two or three other reports to be aired later.
Right. It's
in the next
incredible
24 hours.
Uh-huh. to watch her.
Yeah,
she's. It seems impossible what she does. Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Yeah. So there's some. There was Dory Culver. I don't know if you guys ever met her.
No.
She's not there any longer. She was
news
Al's
editor.
Al's not there anymore, and Al's the guy in the building.
Oh, Al
that...
and Lois were great. So, you know, people like that. I'm a news person, so I go for news people.
All right.
Yeah. That's fun. That's a good. It's a good exercise to really think about the people who have influenced you for better and for worse, and who you want to be more like.
You know
emulate.
Who I don't want to be?
Yeah,
is that person.
I learned plenty of stuff about how not to treat people.
Right, you cancer?
Yeah, I am a cancer. Apparently, well, you're a cancer. Am I?
That's
I really
incredible.
Feel like I just want to, you know, win like everybody else.
Jimmy Dean.
Oh, Jimmy Dean sausage. Let's talk about it.
Apparently last year he created sauce. I'm sure someone.
The company. Right.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I don't know. Isn't he doing
Jimmy
those
Dean.
Commercials?
James Dean. I don't know if his likeness is still on the commercials or not. I know it used to be.
I don't know.
He's
don't
a
remember.
Dude, right? He's a country guy.
Probably a guy.
I thought so.
I thought he was a country musician.
Oh, Jimmy Ray Dean was an American country music singer, television host, actor, businessman. He was the creator of the Jimmy Dean sausage brand, as well as the spokesman for the TV commercials. He died in 2010.
Oh, not even that long ago.
Well, anyway, last year they created sausage-scented wrapping paper.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't want it?
No.
Sausage. Well, does it smell good?
My dog might get into that.
Oh, that's true. Right.
Hey, that smells pretty good. Right. Jimmy Dean is doing a recipe gift exchange this year. You go to their website, pick a recipe to cook, submit a photo, and get to choose a prize.
Oh.
The prizes include their sausage-scented wrapping paper, sausage-flavored candy canes, sausage lip balm.
Oh, my. There's lots of things no one wants. Is there anything on there that people want?
Also, non-sausage infused things like cowboy boot slippers, socks, and an ornament for your tree.
Oh,
so
right.
JimmyDeanGiftExchange.com is where you can go.
If you were going to make sausage things anyway.
Sausage wrapping paper. Now that's something.
Yeah. It is something, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You don't like it.
Well, I mean, I can't say I don't like the smell of sausage. You know, cooking sausage smells freaking delicious.
Right.
But do I want my wrapping paper to smell that way?
Probably. You probably do.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm not sure, but then when you smell it, you'll be like, I sure am hungry.
Mm. It would be a good way to remind people about sausages.
Right.
If I was trying to do that.
What do you want in your mouth?
Sausage.
Right. Mm. Our text number is...
I feel tricked.
Nope.
Just thinking about sausage now.
You did it to yourself.
It's true.
Hey, if I could take 1 second before I get to your text. So Wise Surfboards is a company out in Ocean Beach. They've been in business for 51 years, and they are closing their doors at the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
How come?
I believe that their lease was up. This is what I was told by Rob. I go out there all the time on my way home. I'll go out there. I'll stop into Wise. I know Rob, and Bob's the owner, and I just chat. I end up, sometimes I'm there like an hour.
Right.
I realize like,
you do get going.
I do.
Yeah.
And they talk too.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. Anyway, so last time I went, Rob goes, guess what? Have you heard? And I'm like, no, what? We're closing. And I was just like, oh, that's not, 51 years, a local business going up. Tapping out.
Yeah.
So thanks to Wise Surfboards. And if you know those guys, they're closing for good and they're closing at the end of the year. So
I see it. 1968, Bob Wise opened a small shop on Wawona Street.
Wawona.
The address is 800 Great Highway.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that there's some deals going on right now too, but if you have a gift card or certificate to use it now.
Right.
Because so, when they're not open anymore, that won't be available.
Right. Right. And there's no other stores. There's no, that's
online.
Them. No, they're, that's them.
Mm. What's he going to do?
Bring them on that.
Well, there's a couple. So Bob is probably retiring. Mm. He's owned that place forever and is, you know, I hope has made enough to have a nice retirement. Rob and Chad and the other guys all are going to be looking for gigs. Mm. So if you're out there and you have work for these nice boys, they'll be looking in the new year.
Right.
Anyway, let me get to a few texts. 309 writes, the morning show on Apple TV with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell is fantastic.
Oh, they like it.
You haven't watched it yet?
I haven't. I don't have Apple TV Plus or whatever it is. But I heard mixed reviews. I heard you have to get through two to start to really like it.
I don't like that.
I don't either. I really like something to grab me. I don't like to have to muddle through to get to the...
Don't make me suffer to get to a place where I like it.
I've been thinking about that with Jennifer Aniston. Like, she gets on Instagram just as this show is hitting, and I wondered if...
It was calculated? Of course it was.
If they paid her to do it, mm-hmm. you know? Because there was even that first video that she posted where she's like, I didn't mean to break it, you know? Like, that's a scene from the morning show. That's an actual little mini clip from that show.
She may have worked that into her contract.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, you got to get on. We're going to need... Because that's the thing. People need to be reminded that they have to get this whole new service in order to get this show. It's going to be hard to talk about some of these things that are on platforms that no one has.
Well, considering the rounds actors and actresses are put through for promotional reasons, getting on Instagram's easier than doing 7 nightly talk shows.
You are not kidding.
So
and
I'm sure that was like...
would reach more people. If she's got 15, 16, 17 million followers already. Right. What's she at? Can you look that up real quick? Yeah. Jennifer Aniston's Instagram.
I wondered
Instagram.
That about...
18.6 million.
Oh, boy.
18.6 million. Wait, can you check Matthew McConaughey? Because I wondered about him just starting.
Oh, and does he have
and,
a show?
And the same day, you had mentioned that he is in talks to do Two-Face.
Yes, for the next Batman movie.
So I wondered if that had some kind
probably.
Of correlation going on.
Possibly, yeah.
1.3 million.
And he, what did he get on, Bryn, like 2 days ago?
Yeah, Monday, I think, on his birthday.
His first post was 2 days ago.
Did he post anything else?
No, just that one video.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I want a monologue, but hey, I understand I have to have a dialogue in order to have a monologue. Okay.
Well, it makes sense. What he's talking about is the haters. I don't want to have the answer to the
people. You don't have to. You don't have to look at your comments. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, by the time we get back on the air, the tickets for Alice in Winterland are going to be on sale.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.